Yeah. And that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you so much. That was a good song.
Thank you. See, it's not what they asked me to play, you guys, but sometimes you just got to go with what's on your phone. You just got to go with what's already queued up.
It's that kind of day.
Bringing that Gemini energy to people.
Thank God.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Black Boy Collective presents Justice and Juice. Woo. I'm back.
I was gone
last week and I was so sad. I haven't made it through the whole episode. I listened to like half of it and I was sad that I wasn't there. Because I would have had such different perspectives, you know? I was like, we need mine. We need mine in here. And I was like talking back to y'all. Like in my car.
I missed you.
I missed you guys so much. Happy to be back. We are missing the Wiz today. So shout
going
out
rogue.
To
I mean
him.
I don't know. He keeps letting us do this by ourselves. I don't know.
I know.
He thinks we're capable. Isn't that funny?
I know.
What?
So last time he left me alone, he was like, Casey, did you just keep like hitting the mic over and over again? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he was like, I'm having to edit out a lot of sound. And I'm like, I don't
there
know.
Was like, Zach. There was a lot of weird sound though. And I honestly just thought that it was B's dog.
Oh, maybe, I don't know. He said it was me. Listen, what we're saying is we've been left alone once again and I can't vouch for the sound quality. I don't know what I'm doing.
I can't vouch for the page quality. I can't vouch for my own quality right now.
That's true. Okay? That's true.
I mean, although I can't. So.
Yeah. You guys are getting a very tired, loopy Justice and Juice.
Yeah.
Post-Halloween. Yeah. I mean, it's post-Halloween for these party animals. For me, I'm just tired from like, you know, because I'm old. But they're tired from...
Yeah, it's just post Halloween. Just me. I'm the only degenerate here. But like Saturday night at work was also like a party, and then Sunday became a party, and then it's just like constant parties. You know, you wake up on Monday, you're dead. It's just too much. Can't do it. And then I'm trying to do school. You know, I mean, listen. It's fine.
Yeah, I started working full time this week, and I mean, it's that along with like just the rest of my life that I was already doing, and so it's a lot. I'm really tired, but it's all good. I got voiceover representation this week. This is just an update on my life. Like,
congratulations!
We like the update of your life.
They do need to know. They do absolutely need to know. Why don't you tell them who you are real fast? Let's do some
have I not?
Nope. You didn't.
We are 4 minutes in and y'all have no idea who you're listening to. Amazing. You know that I have voice representation though. So
you know
who is it? Don't even tell them. Let them guess.
So I'm Casey. I'm drinking coffee, water. And then I have some sparkling water with lime juice and a little bit of bitters in there.
Ooh, yummy.
It wouldn't be you without that.
Yeah, always bitters.
Always bitters.
Bitter Queen.
Always bitters. For real.
Shout out to Bitter Queens. It's a great bitters company, by the way.
Oh, is that an actual company? I was like, that's a great name for something.
It's called Bitter Queens and it's LGBTQ run. It's the best.
Woo! That's awesome. Pajit, what are you drinking?
What's up, everybody? It's me, Paige. I'm just drinking water because you heard about my escapades.
Yeah, that's fair.
On Sunday, so.
That's fair.
I need some water. And my escapades, I mean, just last night. The escapades never stop, unfortunately, in my life. Anyways, Alaska, what about you? What are you drinking?
Alaska here, activist, artist, asshole. Very sad. My Blackboard Collective mug broke.
No!
What?
So, slow tear. We're going to pour a little
water out. Oh, Denzel tear.
Not on my computer, but in my mouth.
Did you drop it?
Mm-mm. What happened?
Well, it came out of the dishwasher, mysteriously broken.
Huh.
That's weird.
I don't want to point any fingers, but someone broke my fucking mug.
Tiffany, like, behind you. Tiffany's just gonna come in frame and, like,
I sent her a picture because everyone said it was sitting on the counter with the handle on the next to it, and I sent her a picture and was like, so? She was like, oh, I don't know, it came out of the dishwasher like that. And I was like, oh, it was having a party in there or something. What was it doing in there?
It could have gotten just, like, knocked or something.
Now it's in a cupboard, full of other things that we're supposed to glue back together. All the many things over the years that will never get glued back together. It's sitting in there forever.
Just glue it back together. I have a mug that I glued back together.
I just won't do it. That's all. I know it needs to be done. Yeah. It's just like priorities.
Yeah, no. Like, I've got so many other things to do. Totally. Yeah.
All the time.
I should just, the amount of things we have in there to glue together, I should just have like a gluing party. Invite my friends. Everyone glue something back together. Could you imagine?
I would be
I'm not coming.
I would be lit, like, I am here in my best life. Like, you would be having your worst time. I would be, like, thriving.
So what you're saying is I need to invite all the earth friends.
What you need to do is get all your earth sign friends together, and we will absolutely make that happen.
Glue everything together.
I will 100%.
Come. I'll drink wine and do it.
I will not be gluing things back together. I was going to say, I will be for the drinks and the conversation. I will not be gluing things.
I love nothing more than like a busy busy work task with wine and good conversation.
This is why it's two of you. You guys are here. This is the spectrum right here, you know. One side and the other. At least for a gluing party, this is what happens.
At least for the gluing party.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Exactly. Did you ever tell us what you were drinking?
Water.
It's a water episode.
It's a water day.
It's a water day. Full I think of I need water. A sun lamp, you guys. I think I'm going to need a sun lamp in my apartment. So.
Oh, yeah.
What? A little depressing. It's a sun lamp.
It's getting a little depressing because they're building this building. They cut off all my natural light.
Oh.
Because they're building a building next door. So I feel like I need a sun lamp now. Anyway, that was just that was also information you didn't need. Anyway, Paige, do you have a black business for us?
Do I?
Yeah.
We are still featuring Good Intentions Holistics. GI Holistics is owned by LaGina Charles, who is my best friend's mom. Miss Gina is the best human of all time. Its purpose is to support people as they adapt a healthy diet and positive lifestyle so they can live a holistic life. The best-selling product is the elderberry sea moss, which is a superfood that should be consumed daily. If you head to the blkboardcollective.com, scroll down, you'll find her feature, and then you can click on the green Learn More button, and it takes you to her website. She's got a ton of sea moss, merch, everything. I say this every week, but the goji berry one is delicious. It tastes like applesauce. And get your gut health together.
Bars.
Yes. Gut health is
treat
so important.
Your body. It really is so important. And also just support Miss Gina because, like we've said before, she's my favorite.
She's the best.
Yeah. Yay. I used to live with her. My best friend and I used to live together, and she would just come down from Tracy and bring us so much food. That woman has made me multiple gluten-free macaroni and cheeses.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. She's the best. She is always ready to cook and make someone feel at home. So go support her.
So support her. Support black business. And really, helping her is helping you because she is feeding your body the good stuff, the stuff it needs. Great. So before we started today, Paige and I were just talking about how we have not been paying attention to the world. And I feel like this is another episode where I'm going to be like, I feel like I've been fighting my own apathy about politics and just the general state of the world for like the entire year. And right now it's just at an all-time high. But what I will say is that there were a bunch of – I have to say that word again that I'm not going
to – Gubernatorial.
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 That might be the silliest word I ever heard in my life.
Gubernatorial, he says. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why that was the
word. It sounds like a festival, doesn't it?
It sounds like goobers. It sounds like where a bunch of goobers go.
I think filibusters is a pretty silly word as well.
Also a silly word. Silly word, silly practice.
Yeah.
Everything is silly.
Gubernatorial. Goob.
Nope.
Still said it wrong.
So the big G.
Governor's races. Governor's mayoral races.
Lots of them were happening. I've lost my train of thought in like why it was even.
It's okay. They happened in Virginia, and everyone was looking at that one.
And they happened some other places too. New Jersey, New York. But yeah, Virginia was a big deal, I guess, because Virginia's is one that Biden won by. It was an important win for Biden, and keeping that as a state that can go blue is important for, you know, just the future of democracy. And so the fact that it went red this time is people have a lot of opinions about it being like a bad omen for the future elections and political landscape. And in New Jersey, the races last time I looked was too close to call between who was going to win out of the Democratic and Republican candidates. So
What you doing?
Yeah, I mean it's getting red out there, you guys. It's getting red.
I was reading some articles today. They were talking about why, you know, and they were saying that the main reason appears to be that the pandemic, which has disrupted everyday life and the global economy for longer than many people expected, that's like the number one main reason why they're so irritated with Democrats, because we happen to be a power. But that, for me, in my mind goes, we entered in the middle of the pandemic. We were at the very beginning of it. Trump fuckface was already like the president in the middle of it, and he had already like started horribly in that whole situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the president after the president, right? Whoever the next president is always takes on whatever that president leaves behind. And you know, so you can't like pin it on.
I know, and I just think it's so. I was also saying like Biden's approval rating is not great right now, which I think is completely unfair. And also I was asking Paige, I was like, where do these approval ratings come from? I've never been asked. Nobody has ever asked me.
Nobody's ever knocked on my door.
Biden was doing. Like, why is that? Who are these people that they're asking?
For real. That's a question.
And what's your answer?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's do our own approval rating, you guys.
Okay. I mean, I think he's doing fine. Like, could he be doing more? Sure. But like, I think, you know, I don't know. He's doing fine, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I honestly, to be very honest, I have not been practicing what I preach, and I have not been paying attention.
Yeah.
I think like I went into like overload pay attention for the last 4 years, and my brain like can't. I have CNN notifications like silenced on my phone. Like I can't intake information other than school right now. It just like doesn't, my brain's like, oh, okay, twitches out. But I mean, I think he could really, I don't know. I think he's doing the best he can. I think that there's some things that he's like gone back on like environmentally that I don't love. You know.
But I mean, I think a lot of that as far as like what he's gone back on, I don't know. I do think that he inherited a shitstorm, and he's doing his best to manage all of the areas where things are just like flying at him, and all the things that he has to apologize to the rest of the world for.
Yeah.
Because like that was one of his big things at the what did we just say it was?
The G20?
There you go. The thing where all the big world leaders come together and talk about how they've fucked up the climate.
Yeah.
And Biden issued an apology on behalf of America because the Trump administration had withdrawn us from the Paris Accords, and he was apologizing for that. And I was like, I feel like this moment is a really interesting depiction of how I feel like his presidency has gone so far. I feel like it's like a lot of apologizing for the previous administration and trying to figure out how to dig us out of this hole that we're in due to all of those decisions that were made. And I feel bad for him. Like I feel I that's
yeah, it's, I don't envy him at all.
No, it's a horrible, horrible job. And yes, there are things that I feel like he is, like the administration is sitting back on a little more than I would like. I feel like, and right now I can't think, it was the last thing that we talked about that Joe Manchin was holding up the vote for. It was like,
the infrastructure bill.
Yeah, the White House should be, you know, coming in more strongly on this. Mm-hmm. But they weren't because of something else that they needed to do. You know, like, I don't know. It just feels like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't a little mm-hmm. bit to me. And so I would probably give him a high approval rating just because I really don't see another way. Like, it's hard for me to criticize
yeah. Yeah, 100%. What he's doing
right now because there's just so much.
Yeah, he also, like, it hasn't even been a year yet since he's been in office. Like,
yeah, it's true.
You know, it's been 10 months. Like, yep. You know, he'll get it together. I think everyone just like always has to. I think too that people don't understand how long things take to get done. Like, you can't just come in and
it does.
Like, the processes of everything just take a long time. And for it, it's dumb that it does, but they just take a long time. It takes a long time to get things moving, you know?
Alaska.
You know, y'all, listen, you know I'm the one on here who's like the most like, nah. And I think the best word to sum up Biden is forgettable. The guy's like fucking Benjamin Harrison.
Who is that?
Yeah, a forgettable president that nobody remembers who the fuck he was. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. But who was going to remember Biden in a couple of years? Probably nobody. And that's just the truth. But it's not a surprise. I think everybody was kind of expecting him to come into the situation and kind of be one of those people who was just I like needed rich, that. But not I, like,
yeah,
we wanted was, to get rid of Trump. Nice he wasn't, guy. He wouldn't even, I wouldn't even say he's like the person that everybody majority wanted to be president, but he is who we got. So he's there to fill in the meantime. So we don't have fuckface and I'm happy for mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And I do agree that I think he's got his hands tied in a lot of situations. Like, no one is expecting him to come in and like, you know, he wanted to be the environmental king. And it's like, yeah, that was never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just, what you were saying, Paige, about things taking a long time. Things do take a long time, but I also think that priorities are really fucked up in politics. Like, if we actually had our priorities aligned with what we actually cared about, and we actually said, hey, and this planet is gonna die, we're all gonna die, like, and that was actually a big deal to people, we would fucking make it happen. Like, if everybody, you know what I mean, we would have to make it happen.
Well, but the interesting thing was, at this particular summit, a lot of people were finally saying that.
Like, I hope so. I mean, that's good. It's good to know.
A lot of them were like, hey, this is real bad. This is like going, this is like a bomb that's going to go off and it's, we're all going to die. But Russia and China refused to even show up.
No, so, surprise, surprise.
Like, what do you do though? What do you do when like these,
right? No, this is the problem though. Right?
Major powerhouses that are propagating the problem don't even want to come to the table and talk about it.
That like, yeah, is the issue. All... because you and I can sit here and have this conversation and we can agree to disagree or even just come to the middle of the table and figure out a way to solve the problem. Yeah. But it's the major like us recycling all the plastic in the world isn't going to save the fucking planet. It's not going to happen. Like just me recycling bottles is not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's no, the people it's up there who are causing the problem who aren't doing anything about it. They have to do something about it. And we can like, you know, throw a huge tantrum, but the truth of the matter is they're going to kill us all. Okay, the end. I'm gone. I got to leave.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're all going to die. Bye.
And I heard something
this
about...
this has been a very positive episode of Justice and Juice.
Right. Bye. I heard something about other countries wanting America to pay them money to stop using coal so that they can lower their emission rates. Because they're like, America, you were one of the first ones to do this, and you've built all of your wealth off of all this shit.
Wait, you said other countries? You said other countries are trying to make America pay them to stop using coal.
Yes.
They don't even pay us a living wage.
Because they're like, hey, America, you got rich off of the very shit that we're doing now, and now you want us to stop.
I get it. So, like,
give us money since you've already made your millions before people had the science to know that you were killing us all. And then maybe we can stop. And America's like, but we're in a huge deficit right now. And we might actually have to shut down the government in December.
Literally broke.
Like, while that's cute and while I hear you and you're not wrong, It's not really a good time. The way my bank account is set up right now, like, it's the holidays. I'm just trying to avoid, you know, shutdown.
We got draft fees.
Listen, our overdraft fees are through the roof.
Right. And have you heard about the ships that are like full of Christmas gifts that are not going to be able to be delivered?
Yeah.
Like,
stop.
What is happening? Like, just what is happening?
Like, it's not the time to ask America to do. We can't give you anything. You guys, we're just trying to, we're trying to make it on our own.
You know what? I wish I could even say we were doing our best, but I just really feel like we're just not. Like, I think America is just giving up.
What is our best?
There's the government is just giving up.
Moments.
I mean, the sad thing is I do really believe that Joe Biden is doing his best, even if everybody else is
trying.
But I think the system is so broken. Like, I think the system is so messed up that I don't know that there's any. And I said this before. I'm like, is there any fixing it, you guys? Like, is there? I don't really know.
This man was not about to come in here and start passing a bunch of stuff. That should not be a surprise to anybody. But that's just that was just what he walked into. That is very, very. It's a really tough situation. I mean, you guys, we all know the situation in the Senate and the House is like. It's not just the president who gets to come in here and call shots, unless you're fuck-face. But again, I don't know how he's over here just passing executive order.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can do that, but it doesn't last, which is why Joe Biden was able to come in on his first day in office and just...
And be like,
undo. So we're not going to do that. Right.
Right. So, like, also trying to do things the right way takes a long time, like Paige was saying, but the fact that it does take a long time and we only have a 4-year term for presidents also kind of makes it like...
But
like, what are we
it's
doing?
Just whiplash.
But what you
it's
just said was
whiplash.
What you were saying was just so important. Is like, though, a lot of people who voted for him to be in office are moderate Democrats, right? People kind of are like middle ground, and then everybody did. But the moderate Democrats mainly, I think, are his big. Those are his people, and those people want to see him do something like what Trump did. And Trump did executive order on executive order. And even though we know that Joe Biden was able to come in there and write it off. A lot of people don't know that shit. They just know he was doing it, right? We had this conversation before. Yeah. Not saying Joe Biden should do that, but I'm saying there has to be some sort of like...
It's the optics.
We have to see some things happening right? Because not everybody's in... No one's like... Not everybody's in politics. They're working their day-to-day lives. And
which is
their
so scary. I mean, yeah. I mean, which...
So he's losing favoritism. Right?
Apparently all of us are too.
Yeah, we're not in politics. We're like trying. I mean,
I'm in school for politics, and I'm not
politics.
In politics.
But. Yeah, great, good.
yeah,
but like, I think that I think it's a little scary that even us, like, in not paying attention, we are people who like care. So imagine like. And I don't think that's most of the population. And so if all they're paying attention to is like, it's so quiet out there, you know, I don't know anything that's happening on the Hill. I'm still poor. The pandemic is still happening. We had the whole pulling troops out from Afghanistan and the optics for that were bad, even though, you know, like it's been a promise that
even though everybody several, wanted that for so long.
Yeah, several presidents have promised to do it and didn't do it. And
they
didn't
because it was never going to be pretty.
It was also an inherited deadline. He had to do it by then. That was a deal Trump signed. So he was like, I can do this or we can just end the war. Like, the war's been going on for 20 years. Like, maybe we should just.
Which is not a bad choice, but it looked real bad.
No.
And it affected a lot of people's lives really, really horribly.
And that's all it is how much people don't pay attention until it's affecting them in their immediate family, right? Until it's like there's so many things that are actually happening, but I think we're all guilty of it, not constantly being able to pay attention 24 hours a day to like how the planet is dying. I mean, that's a big one. I mean, we probably should be, but that's just not reality. And I think it needs to be, but we're all guilty of like not doing it all the time. But I think people, we don't know things, so we wipe it off. But if we were able to like know more information, we were able to come to the table, we were able to find people to have conversations about these things. And what can we physically do about it? You know, what can I do in my normal life? I'm a nobody, right? I'm a nobody. But if, like, what can I do? What can I actually be doing that is making an impact? I think people don't know that. And they don't know where to look.
Yeah.
Cue us.
Right. Yeah. Cue us. And also I had to remind myself this morning of like, make sure you check Vote Save America every now and then. Cause I was like, do I have any elections that I'm missing? Like these small ones. Cause they were talking about, I was listening to What a Day. Shout out to that podcast.
Yes.
And they were talking about all of these like smaller elections that people don't realize are important. And one of them that they mentioned, or at least two of them, I was like, I didn't know that that was an elected official. Like, I didn't know that the coroner.
Coroner? Me either. I did not know. I listened to that exact same episode. I had no idea.
Official?
But also, like, can we talk about that? Can we talk about why the coroner
is an
elected job?
The coroner should not be an elected official.
That's super weird, yo. That's
super weird.
Like, I have questions. I don't
know. Yeah.
Anybody can run? Anybody can run for a coroner?
I mean, I'm sure
you have to be a coroner.
Do you?
We think.
That's the question.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm actually not sure. I'd be like, because you remember,
I took anatomy and physiology.
Because you remember they were saying that in some counties, the sheriff and the coroner are the same person.
Stop. Oh my God.
That's not right.
Right? Isn't that bananas? Like, so I'm like, is that person a real coroner? Or did they just, you know, create this weird hybrid position?
You need to know something.
Oh God, I
Googled it. It says across the U.S., coroners are usually elected laypersons who may or may not have medical training, depending on local statutes. Coroners may also be appointed, again, depending on statutes, and may also have roles such as law enforcement or prosecuting attorney.
Oh, you know that's for a reason.
So
you know that's for a reason.
Let's do some unpacking of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously.
That sounds super suspect.
It is. It's the word. Like, who made the, why? You guys.
I mean, we know who. And we know why.
I mean, we know exactly why. But why is it allowed? But like, how is that allowed? How?
I don't know. I honestly, I had the exact same reaction when I heard that on What a Day 2. I was like, why is a coroner like, but I mean, when you think about it, why people die, how people die. I mean, just look at like George Floyd. The coroner was like, no, it was a drug overdose. Like, no, brought on by strangulation. Like, yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. Coroners have a lot of power that you just like don't think about because they aren't talked about that much.
Right. But it's actually very important.
Who's our coroner? I'm about to go find.
Right. We need to know. And when do we vote on the next one? Because I would like to make sure that they're an actual medical professional and have no ties with the police department. And, you know.
Like, who are you? Like, I need to know.
The number of cops that get off because the coroner.
I really want to know. Okay, all right. We just didn't, I don't know if we needed to do that. That was.
Yeah, I think we did need to do that because it was just so apt.
Very
welcome.
For it to be CSI and for us to be talking about coroners. Yeah. You know? Like, it was just very apt. But they actually affect the criminal justice system so heavily, and it's just so scary.
We
didn't know that they were elected. B didn't realize that they really don't have that we could be one of them. That literally we could probably run.
You know what? Like, I'm running for coroner. Why? What do you have? Musical theater.
Yeah, I have a public relations degree.
I have a degree in PR. Does that sound good for you? Cool.
So I think
social media and marketing.
It's relevant, for sure.
That is really stressful.
Terrifying. Actually. And I also didn't know that the state prosecutor was elected.
Oh. I think I knew that.
I didn't know that. And I honestly don't really know what they do, to be fair.
They like bring cases against the state or against people when the state is the thing. Let's look. Hang on.
When the state is like the defense.
I don't want this guy to be my
state
coroner.
Prosecutor job.
Oh, did you find our state coroner?
I think his name is Jonathan Lucas. I think. It's hard to actually know because they just, you scroll down, it just says medical examiner dash coroner. And then it gives you an address and you're like, what? And then it says Jonathan Lucas, but I don't know if that's like current or not. Why is it so hard to find information? They don't want us to know who the coroner is. Damn.
Medical examiner coroner.
You getting Jonathan Lucas too? Can you like opt out and be like, yeah, I want a different guy. You know what I mean? Like, I want a different person, period.
Well, no.
I mean, you can't because you're dead, but can your family if I write it in my will? Like, don't let me have Jonathan Lucas.
I don't want Jonathan Lucas.
Nah.
I mean, I think you kind of have to get the coroner that you have, right? Like, they just give you one.
What?
I don't think that you have a choice. I think you can do, like, a private, like George Floyd's family did, but I don't think that you get, like, a choice.
Oh.
You can, like, pay for another autopsy.
No.
Yeah, I'm good. That's trash. Also, state prosecutors are elected, and state prosecutors prosecute cases at the state and local levels. And then there's like DAs who are like the other, like the next level up.
Mm.
There's like the whole level of everything. But yeah, I think Jackie Lacey was the state prosecutor.
Got so like,
I don't know. And now it's that guy in California.
Speaking of California, there's something else I want to bring up to you guys. I actually wanted to bring it up before pod because it's something that's like personal to me, but since we're here.
Talk to us.
Might as well. So have you guys heard about Sacramento jail? What's going on in Sacramento's jail right now?
No.
My dad is currently in there. He's in the Rio Consumnes correctional facility.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit that I have an issue. I want to sue the fucking state, to be honest, based off of like what he's going through right now. But there is a COVID outbreak in the fucking jail. My dad went in. When they took him in, they shoved him into a small little space. He tested twice negative for COVID, the third time with positive, because everybody was, they were shoving positive and negative people into one area. Now there's been a death.
Oh my God.
And they were just, there's been protesters standing outside the jail protesting. There's a, I want to give this to people so they know who they're called. A community organization called Decarcerate Sacramento. A coalition demanding that Sacramento County cancel all jail expansions, decrease the jail populations, and invest in vital social services. And they just had a conference, like a press conference on the 1st, about the deadly COVID outbreak that's happened and happened. My dad's been calling me whenever he can, constantly asking to find a civil rights attorney, pardon me, to send him legal documents because they tamper with shit in jail and they edit all their shit on their websites. They're not, they're going to pretend like it's not as bad as it is. My dad is saying like they barely give them any options for sanitizing themselves and where they're at. So it's like really gross and illegal, frankly. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You can't shove people into a fucking cell while people are getting COVID, you know, and you're cognizant of the fact of what you're doing and you're doing it. So it's like, that is so illegal. Like, so I wanted to bring this up to Blackboard, but also just this, I need help. I think we should use our platform to help how we can, but also to try to find attorneys that are able to send him legal documents. He can't send anything out through like the regular postal service because they'll tamper with the shit. But if a legal advisor sends him something with a heading on it, they can't fuck with it. So he gets it. He can get an envelope and reply because he has like seven pages of grievances and documentation that he's written himself.
Okay.
About what's going on in there. And so anyways, this has just been something I've been having to deal with. And it's hard because he's in there and I only hear from when he can call me and everything is listened to. And
Have you been able to find a lawyer?
Not yet. I literally just got off the phone with him yesterday. So we have Tiffany and I have a list of kind of some of the things that we are going to try to do and help with. And then I talked to him again on Sunday.
Okay.
My dad's just like, you know, it's just not okay like what they're doing.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely.
My dad's in there on two misdemeanors. So a death sentence? You're gonna throw people in with COVID? Yeah, just like you know, we just shut down the entire world for COVID, and you know, you can't. It's just so he's what saying normally.
What is the option for vaccination with people in jail?
Yeah, so they are vaccinating people, but my dad said it's like a the guy who died, by the way, was vaccinated. But this has to do with sometimes people having underlying, you know, health things.
Yeah, of course.
That may cause them to respond more aggressively than other people to COVID, right? So he was older. He was like 53. My dad's about 50. So my dad's in like really, really, really great shape, super healthy guy. So, I mean, there's just a difference. Sometimes it depends
on the person. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying,
so
like, I would feel better about those people at least having access to vaccinations.
Right. But they're not being consistent. Like, they're vaccinating some people and then like, then they're transferring people from other places who had COVID, but like not telling anybody. And then my dad would be talking to somebody and they'd be like, no, they didn't even swab me when I came in. They didn't even test me. But you know what I mean? And then it's just weird. Like, and then even he told me that like some of the sheriffs are even like, this is not okay. And like, you know, they're even saying, some of the sheriffs are saying, this is like beyond us. We, this is not okay. We're not okay.
Do they have PPE? So, I'm sorry if this is like, if any of these questions are ignorant. I'm just like really not, like, do they have like masks or?
They have masks, but he's saying that now they put the jail in quarantine, but they're getting heat. You know, they have these protesters outside. They're having to now respond to it. But I've already been on top of like trying. I'm about to sue the fuck out of this. I'm about to sue the fuck out of Sacramento in general. Like, this is bullshit. Yeah. Just the system in general and like the shit that my dad's had to go through, but also just this is being negligent on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
And they could totally be handling it better. Even before when the pandemic started, they were releasing people who didn't have
who were in misdemeanors. There for, like,
they were
non-violent.
Saying, oh, you need to be in there. So they were releasing people, you know what I mean? But they try to keep people in because that's how jails make money. Like, they need people in there. But it's just, it's not okay. I wanted to bring a voice to it here.
Yeah. So thank you
we can figure out how to help.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody out there listening has any ideas for how to help, any connections to lawyers, any connects in Sacramento, please write us. theblkboardcollective@gmail.com. Laska, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear about that. That is a nightmare.
That's awful. That's absolutely
and like
awful.
So many people's families that are in there that are also dealing with
this. Of course. Yeah. And I'm sure Sacramento is not the only one, you know?
No, like, 100%. I'm sure.
It's
100%
probably happening in so many places. So these people are human beings. You can't do that. It's so awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we shall, I'm sure, talk more about that later.
Yeah, no, but I mean, this was kind of a good segue because we were talking about the criminal justice system and all the things that affect it and all the people that we actually elect that allow actual criminals, like, i.e. cops, when you have a coroner who is also a sheriff or in the pocket of sheriffs to get away with something. Meanwhile, you're keeping people on misdemeanors and subjecting them to COVID exposure over and over again. It's just, again, the system...
And this is just like the surface level of the crooked shit that they're doing. Like, remember a while back when I told you guys about Sheriff Work Project and how they were stopped making people pay. My dad gives me all the credit. He's like, you talked to the sheriff for hours and now I stopped making people pay. And I was like, I'm sure I'm not the only person, but they stopped making people pay. But it's like,
oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. Cause it's bullshit. I mean, they're just stealing people's money. It's modern day slavery. Yeah. They're stealing people's money. Like the end, but also
I'm so happy
that
they stopped making people pay. That's
yes, great. I think that's a great win. I think hopefully that program will actually benefit these people.
Do what it's supposed
what
to
it's
do.
Supposed to do exactly.
Yeah.
The other issue I have right now is IC Solutions. Have you heard of this?
Nope.
Company. No. Okay, so inmates, right? If they owe the jail any money, if you put money on their books, the jail takes their money. So I can't send my dad money for him to buy anything because they'll take his money because he owes them. He has like a balance of $300 or something like that, right? On top of that, you can't send them mail. He can't have visits right now because of COVID. I get that. But there's a window, so I don't know. But you can't send them packages of stuff. So I couldn't like box up a thing and be like, here's your wellness kit or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to buy through their store, which is so overpriced and insane. Like, you can buy them like a sanitary pack and like a food pack, and like the food pack is like Skittles and chips and like shitty food, and then the sanitary pack is like a little, like, you know, 5 ounces of whatever, a little paper, like
moist towelette.
What is this company
it's
called?
So shitty. It's called IC Solutions.
Can you put this in our topics Slack for Blackboard?
Yes.
I want to do a whole video on this company.
Yeah, because this is
this?
So trash. They're robbing people, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's
how much money
insane.
I have to pay to get him a little tiny container of like lotion and some like hand sanitizer, and then if you pay for like a writing pack, he gets like two envelopes, like two posts and like a pen, it's and they're charging you like $20 per pack or some shit. You're like, what? It's insane for nothing. They're getting nothing, and I can't send him anything, and I can't put money on his books because they're gonna take it, and then you need to pay for phone time. Like, they're just literally,
oh my God.
I put 3 hours on my phone yesterday because it's like you have to pay them through this company.
Yeah. That's
absolutely
bananas.
Insane.
Yeah. I didn't know that happened.
They're
that's
robbing
crazy.
People, man. And think about it. My dad just got in there, but think about people who are in there for years and years and years and years, and their families are paying for phones and paying for packages and paying for, you know how much money they're taking?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so mad. I got on the phone with a lady yesterday.
Who actually
was like,
owns this company?
I don't know. I spoke to one woman, poor girl. I kind of was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
was like, because she was like, well, because I couldn't, my dad called, I couldn't talk to him. They had to send me to a woman. I said, how's my dad going to know that I even was on here? You're making me pay for phone time. Okay, I'll pay for phone time. But are you going to contact him and let him know that I answered? Because he called me and that's my fucking money and my time. So like, I want to know these answers. Like, you're taking my money, so I need answers. Like, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
it's absolutely.
Just, you know? Yeah, let's do a topic on that and just fucking unpack it. Let's do that. Yeah. I would love to do that. For sure.
It's so, whoa. All of this shit reminds me. Have you guys been watching Dope Sick?
No. I haven't, no.
Oh, you have to start. So it's on What's Hulu. That on? It's on Hulu. It's about the opioid, essentially how the opioid crisis started. It's about Big Pharma and like all of the shit that they created, the fake terms that they created, the FDA's label that they got and how they got that approved and how it's just about this whole thing. And it's about the cops who were like onto it and like tried to make something happen. And it's just, and their hands are kind of tied because they were like, technically, because they went through the FDA, all this shit's legal. And like finding out like all the different law, like people who would go from working at the FDA, like doing the approvals, who would then, after they approved a certain label, get a high paying job in the pharmacy company, in the pharmaceutical companies. Wow. And so essentially, but none of it somehow was illegal. Like, technically, they were legally able to do that. So it was really hard to prosecute. It's almost like what we just found, where it was just like, wait, coroners can be sheriffs? That's legal?
Right.
That's above board?
Yeah. What do you mean? Right.
That's cool?
That's fine. Because then it's so hard to, like, do any. Like, what do you do? Who do you call? If it's like, technically, they can
do that. Who do you call?
Okay, but also, I was going to say Ghostbusters.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I don't think they can help in this situation. There's also one on HBO Max.
Right.
You're right. There is a documentary on HBO Max called The Crime of the Century, and it is about the the opioid crisis.
Kind of.
It's about like OxyContin and like when Oxy came on the scene, like what
it's
they
the same
did
thing.
With it. And it's insane. It's absolutely
that's what Dope
insane.
Sick is about
it's
too.
It's there's, so good. I have family members who. Okay, sorry. Not change the topic, but not quite. Like it has to do with what you guys are talking about. But just like I know, I have some family members who struggle really, really badly with panic attacks, like anxiety attacks. They've been taking Xanax, for a long time, but not abusing it, but taking it when they need it, right? So like, and like the person I'm talking about specifically gets like 60 pills and she actually breaks them in half and takes half of them if she needs it.
Yeah.
She went to her doctor and her doctor said, I want to take you, they're trying to take everybody off Xanax apparently is what I'm hearing. They're trying to take everybody off Xanax because it does something to your brain is what they're saying, memory loss or something like that. Well, what they're trying to replace Xanax with is antidepressants. The person I'm talking about said, I don't want to take antidepressants. Like I don't want to. I don't want to. I've already been taking Xanax. I don't abuse it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I would rather. And she said to me, I would honestly rather have a memory loss maybe than what antidepressants would do to me over time.
Yeah.
And it's like these are the weird things that like. Well, and also too, that's like a daily like antidepressants.
Well, they push it because they get money. Like you've said this before. Doctors are in the pockets of the pharmacy. Like it's all everyone's in everybody's pockets. And so they get paid to push these. That's what happened with Oxy. Doctors got paid to push it. And they gave there was this story of this man. The dosage that he was on for OxyContin was I mean, this man was taking I think it was like 25 pills a day.
What?
Like insanity. Absolute insanity. But it was like because his prescription.
Because the doctors started. So this is covered in Dope Sick. Because we're watching. It's about the same thing except for mine.
We're watching the same
TV show. You're watching a documentary and I'm watching the TV
show. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah. But they started telling that. So they literally came up with the phrase breakthrough pain. Because the pill didn't do what it was supposed to do. So they were like, doctors started calling the company and being like, yo, this pill is not lasting the full 12 hours. My patients are, you know, experiencing pain in the middle of the night. Like, what's happening? Yep. And so the pharmaceutical company literally met and they were like, how can we need to come up with something to call it. Let's call it breakthrough pain. And let's tell them that it's normal. It's a normal side effect. And all you need to do is double the dose. So then people just started doubling their doses.
Just taking every more. Time
they were experiencing breakthrough pain.
Oh, that like, makes me so mad.
And they literally started making pills. They had to start manufacturing pills that were a higher dosage because so many people were doubling the dose that it was becoming too many pills. So they just started making single tablets that were actually like 180 milligrams or something like it was like
so much. Like that's so much.
It's the most upsetting. Like last year, you're gonna be screwed if you watch the show.
I don't think I can watch it. I was just gonna say I don't think I can watch it, man. I don't know.
But it's so like. It's so messed up to watch, but it's just like so mind blowing. I was just sitting in.
Informative, I was like, too. I'm sure you learned a lot.
This happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like this actually, this is real.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like they were just cringing.
Well, this happened too. This happened too. And then I can't remember. There were like politicians who are in the pockets, right? We know this. We know politicians are in the pockets of big pharma. And, there are politicians who like basically there was like an act they were trying to pass. And I can't remember everything. I watched this documentary like a month ago. But they were trying to pass an act. So like that the opioid crisis would be dealt with because I mean, people are dying at like an insane rate from overdoses and everything like that. So they tried to get an act passed through Congress and people like, mostly Republicans were like campaigning against the bill because they were saying like people should be treated for their pain and like making it. But they're getting money. They're getting money from these companies.
Of course they are.
Well, like it's insane.
It's like
the situation I was just talking about, right? Like it sucks to even have something like anxiety, but the problem with pharma and I don't want to put the blame all on doctors, but they are on top of this. They push stuff too. Not all doctors are corrupt, but there are some out there.
Yeah,
they
make
money being able to push certain things, right? So you come in with anxiety, they give you, you know, something like Xanax. You've been taking that over a course of time, but you're not abusing it, right? But then they want you to, so they push you into something else. This is what happens with a lot of people. They take this. Oh, this doesn't work anymore. Or the doctor thinks you should move it. But a normal day-to-day person don't question doctors. Like every fucking commercial that we see about doctor or about a new medicine on TV, it's like, ask your doctor if this is right for you, right? It's like so never about like how we should check in with ourselves or what we know of our own body, but we just trust doctors with no questions asked. Yeah. We don't need to see your degree. We never fucking ask them. We just assume you know.
It was also terrifying because literally this company that created OxyContin created that pain chart. That we've all seen, like when I saw that, I was like, that is so scary because I have seen that. I have seen that in the doctor's
office. Oh, yeah.
That chart that they hold up and they say, yes. And they say, can you point to the number that corresponds to your pain? That was literally created by that company so that you can be like, then you definitely need Oxy. You know?
Your pain is anywhere up here. You know, when I went to a doctor not too long ago when I was going through this whole thing with the play, this last play I was in. And I went in and they asked me these questions on a piece of paper. I wrote everything down. He goes, oh, you're depressed. And I was like, yeah, kind of. I mean, I was kind of going through a depression. Then he tries to push. He kept asking me if I want antidepressants. I'll give you a thing for antidepressants. I'll give you some antidepressants. And I'm like, I don't want a fucking antidepressants. Like, stop offering me. I'm just kind of depressed, but I'm a human being. We're not always up and happy all the fucking time. Our bodies go through depression, but I think, believe you and me, our bodies are way informative. I think, actually, our bodies can do a lot more than what we think they can do. I think for centuries before we had any of these drugs, people still went through depressions. Like, and they had to come out of it, and they had to figure it out, and there are other ways to deal with depression. This has been my PSA, I guess.
Yeah. For you, but also there are plenty of people that take antidepressants that need them and they are fine.
Sure.
And that's great.
Sure.
I
hope that those people, the people who are on those, right, are doing they've done a ton of research and they know to the point of where they're at, or at least have had the information enough and the doctor who is offering them based off of their specific situation.
Yeah.
Said no because I knew I didn't want it and I knew I didn't
want
it. But it's like, that's. I'm not out here to say that all drugs are bad. I'm saying that, like, I think that they're definitely abused in this country, and I think that people need information, and they need to trust themselves more 100%. About their own bodies.
100%. You know? Yeah, 100%. I just want to make sure, like, you know, like, there's plenty of people that, like, need stuff, and, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, it's 100% fine. Like, I've been offered antidepressants before, and I just said I didn't want to. Like, because I was during the pandemic. I was like, you know, I can still get out of bed. Like, I'm,
right.
I'm just having a hard time. I can have a hard time. But sometimes, I mean, there are people that need them.
There are people
and I think
who need
that
them.
That's
no, absolutely, and I think it's less about it's less about the offer and more about the pushing. Like, I think that you'd be weary of a doctor that is pushing something on you. There is no problem for, like, if you're depressed and you need to manage your depression with something extra and finding the right antidepressant medicine for you, because it's different for everybody. Yep. Everybody's body chemistry is different. Fine. If you don't want it at all, also fine. But like, if any doctor is like, no, you need, like, no, you have to, like, just know that you don't have to. like you don't.
They're not end all be all.
Trust your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wrap it up because I got to go to work. But I want to wrap it up with something that we're all excited about this fall holiday season. What are you looking forward to for this, like, harvest? This Indigenous Peoples Month.
Yes.
Yes.
I might adopt a cat.
Oh my God. Okay. That's really cute. Another one? Don't you have two cats in the house?
My roommates have cats, but I don't have one. Like mine. Like my own kitty. You know? So
it's like gonna be a cat house.
My own kitty. We've decided to rename the house the Litter Box.
Yes.
No.
Thank you so much. Thank you. No. I met her yesterday.
Oh my god.
Her name is Tabitha.
You're like deep in this.
She is. She is a little, so she's two and she's a little standoffish. And she's like kind of hard to get to know. So we're gonna take this slow. We're taking things slow. It's one step at a time. And seeing how she does, because she's a cute little nugget and I love her. So is there construction going on somewhere?
Yes, there's me. It's
the
me.
Building. It's being building.
It's
okay.
Me.
I didn't know. I just was not sure.
Sorry,
what is anyone else excited about? I think you're really pretty. What are you excited about?
I'm
for this
excited
harvest.
I'm excited. My friends said that they're going to host a Fall with Friends event at their home. And I'm excited about that actually happening.
Wow. What friend was it?
Listeners, you can't see this, but Laska just turned her camera off because it is her. She is supposed
it was
to
her.
Fall
and
with
she,
friends, and
hasn't.
She has yet to. I haven't received an invite. So
no.
I am excited about it.
Oh my God, let me just say, I should have never said anything to Casey about Fall with Friends because now it's November 3rd and she's like, where's Fall with Friends? Like, it just turned November. I told her it was going to be November.
Anyway,
I didn't say it's going to be the first week of November.
That's what I'm excited about. Please go before I get fired. Go.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm excited for. Not that. I'm not
excited for Fall with Friends.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Wow.
What I am excited about, this has nothing to do with fall, but I just wanted to mention it. I was walking back from the gym today, and there was a little earthworm in the sun squiggling on the concrete, and I thought, oh, my God. Because, you know, they die in the sun. So I was like, dude,
did you save it?
I was this person in the middle of the sidewalk. I'm sure someone saw me. Dude, you're going to die. You're gonna die. I picked him up. I was like, you're going to die. What are you doing? I threw him under a bush. So
good
today
job.
I saved an
you
earthworm.
Saved him.
And the earthworms help the harvest. There you go. Thus fall.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you so much for your service. Truly, that is the nicest thing you could have done for us.
I'm a saver of earthworms. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I'll say. Wow. I'll say.
And
all
with
right.
that, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are excited about something this fall in your life.
This harvest.
As usual. Oh, happy Indigenous Peoples Month.
Hell yeah.
As usual, like, rate, subscribe, comment, and share. And we will see you all next time.
Bye. Bye.
Wow. That was good.
Oh, no. That was so unnecessary.
I'll keep going.
Say bye, Alaska.
I know.
Oh my
God.
Stop. Bye. Why? What do you guys do this every time? Do I have to say bye every time?
Yeah,
yes, you do.
It's a radio show.
They know it's over. It's been 55 minutes and you have to go to work. Bye.
Okay, bye.
For the love of God, do not do this again. Turn it off.